Ford bought an inexpensive house that needed a lot of repair. And since he didn't have enough money to hire professional builders, he rebuilt it himself, learning as he went along. To his surprise, he found that he loved the work. Being able to make things with his own hands gave him great satisfaction. Since he thought that he hadn't learned anything from the movie studios, he turned his back on Hollywood and became a full-time carpenter. Ford's first professional carpentry job was to convert a garage into a recording studio for the Brazilian composer Sergio Mendes. Spending many hours at the library and using his own ideas, he built the studio. News of Ford's accomplishment spread among people in show business. He soon got a lot of business, becoming, in his own words, carpenter to the stars. His carpentry was paying better than his acting had, and he earned the kind of self-respect he could never have gained as a contract player in Hollywood. However, Ford never really thought of leaving show business completely. He wouldn't give up. Now that he had a good income, he was able to turn down acting parts that were not good. His name gradually began to be associated with good work. One of Ford's customers was a casting director named Fred Roos. This connection got Ford an audition for American Graffiti, which was being directed by an unknown named George Lucas. Ford got a part for $500 a week. American Graffiti was the surprise hit of 1973. For the first time in his acting career, Harrison Ford felt that his contribution to a movie had actually been worthwhile. Ford continued to work at carpentry. Over the next 3 years, he accepted only 3 acting jobs. He continued to develop his ability and confidence as an actor. When 1976 came, however, he found that his career was again going nowhere. But real success was not far away now. Fred Roos called him up about a part in another Lucas movie. This time, a science fiction adventure called Star Wars. Lucas auditioned hundreds of unknown actors looking for the perfect combination. A few days before the final casting decision, Ford was invited to audition. Shortly afterward, he got a call from Lucas while he was doing a job for actress Sally Kellerman. Ford left her home in such a hurry that he forgot all his tools and his overalls. He was never to return for them. Ford was thrilled at having at last gotten an important role. Star Wars opened in May without very high hopes of success. But within a few weeks, people were lining up at the box offices. By August, Star Wars had sold $100 million worth of tickets. By Christmas, when Star Wars toys and games flooded the market, Ford's face was known around the world. Ford had become a leading actor, and critics now called him an overnight success. In reality, it had been a very long night. 15 years full of disappointment, anger, and frustration. But he had eventually succeeded by never giving up on his dream and insisting on always doing a good job, whether it was in acting, carpentry, or making a pizza.